podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Yeah, this is a friend of my wife, Nicole's, and let's call her Lisa.
Sure,
Lisa. Lisa's got a boyfriend named Brad. Brad and Lisa. That sounds nice.
I'll write these down.
Yeah, I know. I better do it too. Brad and Lisa. Okay, so they've been together for roughly 2.5 years or so. They are in love. So they do what any people do in love. They move in together. Lisa's house, okay? The problem is the relationship has kind of gone south lately. And they broke up, okay? She went to work. Came home, Brad had moved down to the basement. Brad's still a great guy. Brad does work around the house. They've got a dog together. There's still, it's like, it was an amicable
split.
Split, okay? He moved down to the basement, so she came to Nicole complaining. She's like, how do I tell Brad to leave? He's been here so long. We've been together so long. He's still a great guy. But how am I supposed to start dating again?
How do I move on?
How do I bring guys home when B-Rad is down in the basement playing Xbox?
You bring the guy home and you put a sock on the doorknob.
Is that what you do?
It's not a dorm. They're adults.
Yeah.
When did they break up?
Oh, within the last week or so. So it's a pretty fresh breakup, but she's like, it's done. This relationship's done.
How quickly is she expecting him to move out?
Well,
it sounds like he's nesting down there, you
know? Yeah.
Wall colors.
The thing is, too, Brad isn't from Colorado, so he doesn't really have any family here to move in with. He doesn't have a lot of friends, so that option's kind of out, like crashing on somebody's couch.
Uh-oh.
So she feels really bad, but she wants him out of the house, so yes, she can move on, because she knows the relationship is done.
We have a lot of our listeners who have been down this road before, and they have split and yet continue to live together. And I would love to know how they handle that situation, because for some of them, they split up, but they continue to live together for a long time.
Right.
Because they say financially it makes sense. They at least get along. They're still friends.
She owns this place, though, so...
She does. So that's what Nicole told me is, like, well, she can just tell him to leave. It's her house. Get on out.
Much for the amicable.
But the thing is he's still, he'll take care of the lawn still, and he's Mr. Fix-It around the house, so it's kind of nice having him around still.
She's using him.
A little bit, yeah. But yet she wants a little something on the side now.
We do that.
Do you?
They will see each other over, the bushes in the backyard, and love will bloom again.
Is that what'll happen?
Maybe. Or, she'll just be like, hey, why are you creeping on me when I got out of the shower?
Yeah. He's always there.
It may not be relevant to the story, but I mean, the breakup, was it just that they grew apart or did something terrible happen?
From what I understand, they just kind of grew apart and they knew it's not them anymore.
Well, I wonder if there is some truth to that with him living down in the basement. If some time goes by, if they don't, one night they're sitting on the couch watching a movie, something comes up that they used to laugh about and they laugh again. And the next thing they just turn and they look at each other.
And then her tongue is in his mouth.
Bang, just like that. Yeah.
Maybe.
Or maybe she just wants the guy out of the basement. Is it a finished basement?
It is. I've been to their house. It's lovely.
Are you asking what people would do in that situation? Like I said, why don't we hear from people who have been down this road too?
Golly.
Yeah.
I get it if you have an apartment and the lease isn't up for another 8 months or something. That's going to be a long 8 months. But this is she owns the place. They don't
know, but she's going to feel like a heel throwing him out.
That's the thing. It's like
he comes home and all this stuff is out on the curb.
Right. And he's done so much there. Like he's remodeled and done some things for her for the house.
But
so she feels bad kicking him out.
Over.
I know, but he's done so much.
Well, why don't you do so much on your own house, B-Rad?
Yeah, B-Rad.
Just saying.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Here's the question. Can you break up and still live together? We're going to go to the phone here in just 1 second, but first I'm going to read this Facebook message we got from Nick. You guys will like this. He said, my wife and I split up and then lived together for 4 years after that. We both dated. I love this line. We sometimes even had double date dinners at the house.
What?
Whoa, that's weird.
All of our friends thought we were crazy, but it just worked. We both even cried when she finally got her own place. So it can work. That is from Nick. They're married, they get divorced, stay in the same house, both start dating other people, have those other people come over, and the four of them sit down and have dinner together.
How uncomfortable it would be.
Being the date.
Yes, that would be so weird.
Yeah, so you live where? Oh, you live with him.
So you guys
So you've slept
together
with my boyfriend.
In that room right there?
Oh my God.
Let's go check it out.
This china, this is from your wedding? Delicious.
But now, he said it worked.
It worked for
them. Who are we to question what works for other people?
It's a big world. Emily. I'm one to question.
It's a big world out there, Em.
Funny. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you know what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Because?
Because I lived with my ex for many years.
Oh, okay. So you guys got divorced, but you stayed in the same house.
Yeah.
How did that work with dating?
Well, we never brought nobody to the house. He did his thing. I did my thing. We never even bothered with each other. So I did my thing. He did his thing and no problem.
You know, if you think about it, the person that you're going to be dating, they have their own place.
Sure. You can go there, go out.
Right. So you could, you know, there's always the car. You know.
Yeah, but what if you're just like, God, I really don't want to drive tonight. I just want to stay home and watch Netflix. And so you're stuck going to your other, you know, your boo's house.
You make the other person go out. You make the ex go out. You'd have to have a schedule is what you'd have to have.
Is that what you did, Michelle?
No. I could say he went and did his thing. He went to her house more than likely because he never did brought nobody to my house. Brought nobody to my house. So
oh, wait a minute. Let me ask you something that a lot of our listeners are thinking. And Michelle, I am the mouthpiece for our listeners who cannot speak to you and only I can. Uh-huh. Were there times when you guys were living together, say you'd been divorced for a while, it's some lonely night, neither one of you are dating anybody else. Mm. Was there kind of a creeping down the hall and a little bit of a, you know, on the bedroom door? Was there a conjugal visit at any time?
No.
Never?
Oh, well, that's bummer.
Are you lying to me, Michelle?
He tried a couple times to, but I go, you got to be kidding.
Michelle, have a great day.
Very good. Okay, thank
you. He tried.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.